Tracy Clark back to Natasha. She missed her first. She doesn't miss this one. Double team. Reverse it to Sue. Got a great look at the three. Rotation and splash. Look at the feed. Sue Bird to Alicia. Misses. The putback is good.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to head to America and chat with Radio KJR announcer Dick Fain.
Hello, Dick.
Hi, boys.
Can you tell me how big a superstar Antonio Brown is quickly?
Well, I mean, as far as his talent goes, he's one of the most accomplished wide receivers of the decade.
Right.
As far as how he is viewed personally, I think he's probably top three most hated player in the NFL. People are just absolutely sick of him.
Okay, well, here he is. He's been at the doctors, Dick. I'm not too sure whether you're aware of this. He's gone to the doctors. And this is what happened when he was getting his skin fold test done at the doctor's office.
It's pretty freaking low. I've done some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low.
I gotta stay away.
Damn. My bad.
Damn.
That was shitty. I had a lot of fiber, bro.
Yeah. He had a lot of fiber. That was Antonio Brown.
Evidently.
Yeah, Antonio Brown breaking wind. I don't think the doctor was that happy about it, Dick.
No, he wasn't. He called it childish, which is exactly what Antonio Brown is. I mean, Antonio Brown thinks he is above the law, and unfortunately, he is so far not had to pay any penance for any of his rash behavior. I mean, other than the fact that he had more guaranteed money in Oakland than he does in New England, he still stands to make a lot of money with the New England Patriots. And, he spoke out, he was childish, he was unprofessional, and got his way. And to be perfectly honest with you guys, I'm just done with the Antonio Brown story. I mean, I'm just done. There's so many great things going on in the NFL that I think a lot of people are too. I think a lot of people are just tired of him over here.
Yeah, you might be right there, Dick. Talking about being tired, Peyton Manning. Eli Manning, sorry. He's been dropped for this weekend.
Dropped?
As in not selected.
Yeah. Wow.
No, that's correct. And he's been benched, and he will continue to be benched, I would imagine. The Giants drafted a quarterback this year in the first round. Very surprising pick. Nobody saw Daniel Jones being drafted as high as he was. Most people had him as a low first, maybe early second round draft pick. He went in the high stages of the first round. Shocking to everybody. New York Giants fans were furious on draft day at the selection, not because they selected a quarterback, just because they selected this particular quarterback. But then Daniel Jones looked exquisite in the preseason. What does that mean? Well, in the preseason, you're playing against a lot of guys that aren't going to make teams. You're playing against a lot of backups and third-string guys that are going to make teams. And now Daniel Jones gets his opportunity as the starter of the New York Giants. And I don't think this is a short-term situation. I think Daniel Jones is going to be the starter of this football team going forward. I think the Giants have nothing to lose by putting this guy as a starter. And it's really – it ends an era. The Manning era in the NFL has lasted 20 years, guys, and they are the most successful brothers in NFL history at any position. And so I guess that's a little bit sad, and they've both done it the absolute right way. I mean, we talk about how much of an idiot Antonio Brown is. I mean, you can't do it any better than the Mannings have. You can't be any more classy than the Mannings have been. But let's be honest here. Eli Manning is not Peyton Manning. He never was Peyton Manning. He won two Super Bowls and played well in winning those two Super Bowls. But Eli Manning should never be thought of, in my opinion, as one of the great quarterbacks in NFL history. He just happened to win two Super Bowls on very good Giants teams. He was a very good quarterback for a long period of time. He has not been a very good quarterback for about 4 or 5 years, though. It's been a long time since Eli Manning was a solid starting quarterback, and it's beyond time that they find a replacement for him.
Well, it wasn't a great weekend for some great quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees, both out injured.
Yeah, big injuries, guys, and really injuries that benefit the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger got injured in the late stages of the first half against the Seahawks. Seahawks ended up winning that game. I don't think it had a lot to do with Ben being out, because I think the Seahawks were able to put up a lot of points in the second half. They looked very, very good offensively in the second half. And then the Seahawks' next opponent is the New Orleans Saints. So they get the first opportunity to face the Saints without Drew Brees. So it's good fortune for Seattle. And, you know, Drew will be back sooner than Ben. Ben's going to be out for the remainder of the season. I liked what I saw in Mason Rudolph, the backup for Ben Roethlisberger. I would not completely rule out the Steelers as a team that could potentially win 9 games and sneak into a playoff spot. I wouldn't put my money on it. But I think those people that think, oh, the Steelers are dead, they're going to win 5 games without Roethlisberger, I think they're underselling how good Mason Rudolph is. He was a third-round draft pick a couple of years ago. He's got a very good arm. I was impressed with what I saw in that Seahawks game. Obviously, being the Seahawks game, I watched every single play of that football game. So I got to see a lot of Mason Rudolph. I'm not a Teddy Bridgewater guy. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a game manager. I don't think he's going to win games for the Saints. The Saints are going to have to do it with Alvin Kamara and their running game and their defense if they're going to go, you know, 3-3 without Drew Brees in this next 6 weeks. I think it's going to be a tall order for them to do so.
Dick, is it correct that you refuse to talk about the United States of basketball being humbled, not even in the medal round at all at the World FIBA Championships, that your basketballs aren't as good as everyone thinks?
Well, I don't know what to make of it, guys, because, I mean, I don't know.
They lost.
Just take any sport.
They lost. They didn't make the medal rounds.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, the objective to these world championships and the objective to the Olympics is to put your best athletes out there on the team, right? I mean, you would expect that of every team in every country. Well, that's just not the case. It's not that we have bad players out there. But, I mean, name the top 15 players in American basketball. And tell me how many were on that team. Is it 0?
Well, you tell us.
Is it 1? Is it 2? I mean, it's certainly not 5 or 6.
Well, maybe Americans aren't as good at basketball as they think they are.
Well, I would think that we're going to find that out in the Olympics.
Fighting words, Dickie. Fighting words.
I mean, it's obvious what these NBA players feel about world championships. It's obvious what LeBron and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and, I mean, I could just continue to go along the list of what these guys think about the world championships. They don't care, and the reason they don't care is because America has never cared about the world championships. The only international competition that Americans care about is the Olympics, and that's just the facts.
And that is so American. And that is so American.
It is, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you from an American perspective, I mean, I couldn't name a world champion in any Olympic sport, but I could name a lot of gold medalists. Because that's what we stop and watch for 2 weeks every 4 years.
You're a good man. That's what we expected from you, Dick. Good on you, mate.
I'm sorry for hammering home the stereotype, but I mean some stereotypes are well founded, and that's the truth.
If it doesn't happen in America, it just doesn't happen. Good on you, Dick.
See you guys.